Welcome to the Heart Matters Podcast with your host, Ibn Leon. Join us as we explore the intricacies of spirituality and self-improvement. Gain a fresh perspective on enhancing your spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being through the fusion of spirituality and self-improvement. Enjoy Ibn's engaging conversations with guests from diverse backgrounds. They share unique perspectives on personal growth and holistic health. From spiritual leaders to relationship experts, entrepreneurs to creatives, each episode delivers knowledge and inspiration. Tune into the Heart Matters Podcast for profound conversations and practical advice, empowering you to live your best life. Chapter 5, Inspiring Stories.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Heart Matters. I am your host, relationship and spiritual life coach, Lewis Morris. Before we get into today's topic, I encourage you to follow me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Follow me on Instagram at Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, underscore Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, underscore coaching. And follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Lewis Morris Coaching. Also, I want to express my thanks to the audience for contributing to us reaching another milestone with the Heart Matters Podcast. We found out yesterday that we are number 25 on FeedSpot's 35 top 35 relationship podcasts to follow in 2021. God has really blessed us to progress with the Heart Matters, and we are grateful to Him. And then we are thankful to you. There's a tradition that states, whoever doesn't thank God doesn't thank the people, or whoever doesn't thank the people doesn't thank God. So we want to thank all of you who have allowed the Heart Matters Podcast into your headphones or into your car or into your home. We greatly appreciate that. We encourage you to like, subscribe, and share the Heart Matters Podcast with others. We believe that it can be very beneficial to people in relationships and people who are looking for, fruitful relationships and like this. So please like, subscribe, and follow the Heart Matters Podcast and the Heart Matters YouTube channel. Leave us some comments if you like, reviews. We would appreciate all of that, because we have much work to do. I was reading some statistics earlier this morning about the family breakdown and when the family breaks down, how it affects mentally and even physically, how it affects the health of the two people that are involved and how it affects the children, if there are any. And they were staggering. We may do a podcast about that in the future, coming up in the near future. But we just want to help the spiritual couples reach their relationship potential. I was talking to my coach the other day, and I was talking about the different phases that a relationship goes through. We are definitely going to do a podcast about that. We're going to talk about that, because unfortunately, many couples or many people who want a relationship And this talk will benefit both people that are already in relationships and people that are looking for relationships. They are under this illusion, because that's what it is, that the relationship will always be in the honeymoon phase. And that's what it's called. That's the first phase of a relationship. It's the honeymoon phase. And there's certain physical, psychological things that takes place in that phase with the two people, you know, and then you enter the second phase. And this is not what this podcast is about, which is the struggle, the struggling phase. And we're going to talk about that and give some detail and some insight into that, so that we, so that couples and people who are looking for relationships will know what these phases look like, and to, and we'll give some tips on how to navigate through those particular phases in order to grow as a couple and like this. But today I just want to encourage the couples to think about their present union. Think about your present relationship. So I want you to ask yourself three questions. The first one is, how does the relationship that you're in presently, how does it make you feel? What I mean is, does it make you happy? Are you feeling anxious a lot? Are you angry a lot of the time based on what is taking place in the relationship? It is it bringing about a level of discomfort in your life from a mental and emotional standpoint? How does it make you feel? Because if it doesn't make you happy and it doesn't relieve stress and anxiety and like this, that is an issue. Because relationships are supposed to do that. As we, there was a verse that, and it's called the verse of love. And in the verse, it says, and one of his signs, meaning God, one of his signs that he has created for you mates from amongst yourselves, meaning men and women, so that you may find tranquility with them. So that you may find tranquility with them. And he has placed between you affection and mercy. So if the relationship is not making you feel tranquil and peaceful and appreciated and elevated, that's a bad sign. It doesn't mean that you should end the relationship. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, this is just a relationship evaluation. I'm going to give you three questions so that you can evaluate the union that you're in. And then you can make the decision on how to repair it, how to fix it, how to get to the point where you feel tranquil, where you feel that affection and mercy coming from your partner, if it isn't present now. This is what this is about. This is what this podcast is about. It is a relationship evaluation. How does it make you feel? How do you feel in this union that you're in presently? Do you feel tight and closed up? You know, do you, are you like, you're reluctant to communicate what you need and like this? This is not good. This is not good. Anyone who wants some assistance, who wants to talk, go to the website, lewismarscoaching.com. You can schedule a free 45-minute consultation call. We can talk, see if we're a good fit to work together, and we can work these things out to relieve that tightness, to relieve that anxiety, to relieve that anger. But this is the first question. And I want the couples to really think about this matter. How does the relationship make you feel? Are you happy? Are you sad? Are you depressed? Are you angry? What is it? The second question. What do you want from your partner? Are there things in the relationship that you want from your partner that you're not getting? What are those things? Can you sit down? I'm talking to each individual that's in the man and the woman that's in the relationship. Can you sit down with a pad and pen and write on in the pad what it is that you're not getting from your partner that you want from your partner? Can you do that? Okay, well, you might be asking, well, why is that important? Because that is what a relationship is. That's what a relationship is. There's a verse that states that you are you are libas for one another. That's the Arabic term that's used, is libas, and that means a covering, and it also means support. So you two cover each other, you help each other, you assist each other, you support each other, you advise each other. That's what libas means. So you get what you need from your partner. When you feel those sexual urges, you go to your partner to get that. You go to your partner. It's not, no, that's something that you want from time to time, and your partner fulfills that. That's what libas is. And that's what two people in a loving union do. They cover one another. They support one another. They provide for one another. They help one another. That's what they do. So it is important for you to know what it is that you want from your partner that you're not getting right now. Can you sit down and write it on a piece of paper? Could you do it? Look, I encourage you to do it. That's why I'm asking the question. I'm encouraging you to do that. Again, listen, because sometimes some of these things, why do we think that there is so much written and spoken about relationships? It's wide. It's vast. Why is that? Because that is the most, after your relationship with God, there is no relationship that's more important. There's no relationship that's more important than that. Because you two share a bond that you don't share with anybody else. You're physically, emotionally, mentally attached. There's nobody else in your life that's like that. Unless you just, you know. And even if that's the case, like if you're just like sleeping with people, like you do that. I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying some people do that. If you're doing that, then you're not really like emotionally and mentally attached to that person. You're not. They're just, you know, they're just somebody that you, quote unquote, you know, get your rocks off with. But if you're in a loving relationship, if you're in a relationship, then you are physically, mentally, and emotionally tied to that person. There's nobody else in your life like that. Nobody else. That's why it is of the utmost importance that you understand, that both of you understand what you need from one another. And then there's the third question. Do you have the ability to express it to your partner? And as I mentioned before, this was a big issue that came up in the relationship survey. I mean, this was an issue. The issue of lack of communication was not as bad as misunderstood communication. More people put that down than not communicating. Not communicating came in second. Let's be clear about that. That came in second. But what came in first was misunderstood communication. So once you define what you need from your partner that you're not getting now, can you express it in a clear, coherent, and caring way? And you do that. Remember, this podcast is about a relationship evaluation. I'm just giving you three questions to think about in regard to your union with your partner. How does the relationship make you feel? What do you want from your partner that you're not getting? And can you express it properly? Can you sit down with your partner and say in clear terms, this is what I would like from you that I am not getting now? Can we work on that and like this? Can you do that? This is all we wanted to come with today. We don't want to make this podcast long. We don't want to do that. We just want to give you something short, give the couple something short and concise to think about in evaluating the union that they are presently in. If you need some assistance, you can go to the website, LouisMorrisCoaching.com. That's LouisMorrisCoaching.com. And just peruse around the store, as they say. Just look around the facility. We have the couple's critical communication plan and the relationship rescue plan. We have the podcast there. We have the blog there. We have the free downloadable books there. We have other resources there. Just go and peruse. If you feel so inclined, schedule a 45-minute free consultation call. I'd love to speak with you. Talk. Let me know what's going on in the relationship. And if you want to work with me, let's do that. Let's get it together. Because as I mentioned previously, I believe this, that the couple working through issues, staying together, they are the foundation of the family, and the family is the foundation of society. I believe that. I believe it. So the more we can help the two people that are the foundation of the family stay together and have a fruitful and loving and merciful and affectionate union, the better the society is going to be. It's going to be better. Because as Denzel said in that interview when he was talking about all of the trials and tribulations that's taking place in society, he said that the teaching of the children, the cultivation of the family, it begins in the home. That's where it starts at. It don't start in school. It don't start on the corner. No, it starts in the home. And the foundation of the home is the couple. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Follow me on Instagram, Lewis_Morris_coaching, and on Pinterest and Facebook at lewismorriscoaching.com. Please visit the website, lewismorriscoaching.com, and you can leave me a message in the back of the website if you would like to do that as well. Also, we still have the downloadable ebooks. We have, I think my coach is putting the Relationship Rescue Plan on the website as well as a pop-up. By the time this podcast comes out, that will probably be finished. So we'll have all three of the free downloadable books on the website, which is Relationship in Rhymes, The Heart Matters, and The Relationship Rescue Plan. So if you want to get any of those, they will be available on the website. However, if you can't get to the, if we're not finished with that by the time this podcast comes out, and you want to get The Relationship Rescue Plan, which is the foundation of the pivot that we made, you can go to the link in my bio on Facebook and Instagram, or you can just go to my link tree in your browser, which is linktr.ee/LewisMorris, and you can get The Relationship Rescue Plan along with the rest of the resources from lewismorriscoaching.com. As I mentioned in the beginning, I want to thank you guys for this blessing. Feed Spots 35, top 35 podcast, relationship podcast to follow in 2021. We want to thank you guys for that. And thank you for all of your support. And I will speak to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Heart Matters Podcast. For relationship, spiritual, coaching, and resources, go to the Heart Matters brand link tree, which is linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS. That's linktr.ee/LOUISMORRIS, and we will see you again soon.